Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's been a long week.
Hey, Lou, first time caller, long time listener.
You've waited patiently.
I can think of a million things to ask you, but I'm going to limit it to one thing today.
Well, the time is here.
I don't think I missed a show except for when I was out of town.
And the time is now.
Hey, that is unacceptable.
Time now for Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
It's the hardest part. Good morning. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. This hour of House Smarts Radio is brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com, by Ace Hardware, and by Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. Good morning to you, Lindsay. Good morning to you, Joe. Brandon Kleppen, nice to have you here on a Saturday. What happened? Did you lose a bet? They're working you at night. They're working you in the morning.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah. I say yes to everything, so.
Attaboy. I like that. I like that can-do attitude.
Thanks. I do what I can, you know. It's great to be here, too.
Nice to have you here on a Saturday morning. Joe Brand, are you done with baseball? No.
We've got 3 weeks left. We're making a playoff push.
Really?
Yep. There's 20.
What do you think?
I think the Cougars are looking pretty good. Kane County Cougars have a magic number of 17 right now with 23 games left.
And
they've got a very hot ball club right now. We just had a 6-1 homestand.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
How are the crowds?
Crowds are great. We had nearly 8,000 yesterday.
That's awesome.
They hung around for 11 long innings last night where we walked off. After going back and forth the last three innings, both teams scored the last three innings of the game. 9th through the 11th.
Wow. That's fun.
It is. Yeah, playoffs will start after Labor Day weekend. We haven't clinched yet, but it's looking like it's going to happen.
And, all right. Fingers crossed. It's all good.
Absolutely.
We like that. And how are the wedding plans going?
They're going great.
You're just saying yes to everything?
Pretty much, yeah.
You're taking my advice. Good.
That can-do attitude, right?
Right. Way to do it.
No, we're doing the food tasting on Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday.
And are we doing China?
I don't think so. I hope not.
Lindsay, I can't remember. You did the China or you didn't do the China?
We did. And
China?
My husband's not listening, I'm going to guess, so I can say this, but he was right. We did not need the China.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, and I'm old. And so, I mean, we used to, that was the big thing. And we entertain a lot, but it's not like we use it a lot.
Okay, right? So... Are you saying register for China or use China?
Yeah, like, you know, like the whole table setting and
all
that
kind of stuff. No, there's no way we're doing
that.
Don't
register.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paper plates. No, just kidding.
No.
I'm kidding.
No. I've been to a wedding with plastic plates and it was great. They were like fake fancy plastic.
Fake, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so here's this will drive you, not drive you crazy, but here you are getting married, right? And you're doing all these plans. So this woman that a colleague that I've worked with, and she and her fiance, they're a little bit older, meaning that they're in their late 30s. Yeah, I think they're in their late 30s, maybe early 40s. And they were dating and now they're going to get married I think it's the first marriage for both of them. No, maybe it's the second marriage for both of them. So they're getting married, nice, you know, younger couple. And they are getting married in December and they're not telling anybody until like a week before and then saying, if you want to come, come.
Really? Oh, is that going to be the new thing now?
Flash weddings?
Yeah.
Surprise.
Seriously?
Flash weddings. It's a great way to keep the number down.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Right? Who are my real friends?
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, you can't get a good deal on a flight.
I was going to say, isn't the trick to do a destination wedding to get people you don't want not to come?
Right. Everybody thinks it's like, oh, it's so cool you're getting married in Mexico. That's just so the, you know, people don't come. Right? That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I think you kids should do? Do whatever you want. Get married, do whatever you want. Because in the end, I mean, you know, like I have fond memories of our wedding from 29 years ago. I have really fond memories of it. But, you know, it was a simple affair and it didn't cost to us 29 years ago, it was a gazillion dollars. But now, you know, some of these things are just lights out, like tens of thousands of dollars for one night. It's crazy. Right?
These little things just keep popping up.
It's, oh, yeah.
It's just the napkins and all the lights in the venue. And
you just smile.
Mm-hmm.
Allie, yes. Allie, that sounds great. That sounds great. But, did you pick, and are you, how many groomsmen are you having?
So we're not doing a traditional bridal party. I have over a baker's dozen of friends technically standing up, but they're not all tuxes and they're not all standing up at the church. They're coming for pictures. They might wear the same suit, jacket, tie. That's about it.
Got it.
Because all of my friends are getting married right now. I don't want to be another tux, right. Another bachelor.
So this is a super expensive summer for you.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, no. I remember that. That happened to us, like, after our first year of marriage. Everyone was getting married, and it was like every weekend we were going to a wedding. What is the typical gift now? I'm trying to remember. Like, when, for us, it was like a $50 or, you know, $75 minimum per wedding. What is it now, do you think?
Wait, what are you talking about? For the gifts that you get?
In other words, if you get invited to a wedding, how much is the gift?
I feel like we just talked about this and you called me. It's supposed to be like how much you think the plate is
right.
per oh. person.
So,
remember I said it was like...
a couple hundred dollars, right?
Well, I mean, not...
Or at least 100.
At least 100, I would think.
Right, so all of a sudden, if you have, like Joe
said... I hope
said,
all
you
my
know,
friends are listening right now.
Right.
Could well, you say that again,
not
Lou?
The one...
Not, 200 a person.
Yeah.
200 a person at the brand wedding. Right.
Oh, no.
But we're just going to do whatever we want. So, Lou, is your backyard open? Is that okay?
Sure. For you, Joe? Absolutely. You and Allie? Absolutely.
Awesome.
I don't know if we can get a lot of people there, but we can figure it out.
Twinkle lights. You've got a great backyard.
I have twinkle lights. We do have a great backyard.
And we'll use 312-981-7200
is our phone number. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Oh, real quick, a couple things we have coming up. Kids are going back to school. You're going back to teachers. You're going back to work. And maybe you need a new lunchbox. I have a great Noodaloo 2 coming up a little bit later on this hour that you're really going to like. And I love the backstory about how it was created and why. And then there's a lovely young couple in Chicago, Scott and Kim Vargo, who are a DIY duo. And they're the creators of a Chicago-based home renovation blog called Yellow Brick Home. yellowbrickhome.com. Had a really nice conversation with them about what they're doing and staying true to the buildings that they renovate and how they document it all and share it with people. That conversation is going to come up a little bit later on, but I want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. All right, welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to Plymouth, where Vicki is on the line. Vicki, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. I love to listen to your show. Have a mouse. I've only seen it once, but I've seen a couple of its little deposits, should we say. And I have tried those glue things, you know, that you put down and it somehow is either running through it or just doesn't go towards them. I've had a couple of them out. And I've tried traps where I put peanut butter on it, and it will somehow get the peanut butter off and not set off the trap. I want to know something else to use, and I wondered about those, I think they're called ultrasonic rodent repellents that you plug into the wall. How do those work, and do they work?
Vicki, where predominantly are you seeing this mouse? Is it in a basement? Is
in
it the first
kitchen.
Floor? In the kitchen.
Yeah, okay. I'm in my kitchen on the first floor.
Okay. A couple things I want you to do. You have a lot of choices when it comes to handling rodents. A lot of people don't like when I give, you know, the trap things because they don't like that. But you make your own decision. I'm going to give you a bunch of options that you can try.
Okay.
The glue traps work really well. What I would tell you to do is buy the larger traps so they're bigger.
Okay.
They make them for both mice and rats. And some of them have little peanuts already on there. But if you take a little dollop of peanut butter and put it right in the center and you place it in the corners, you will catch it. And the other thing to do is use repellents. So Bonide makes this product called Mouse Magic that's a repellent. It's a little sachet. Sachet. Sachet.
Sachet.
Sachet. It's a little sachet. It's a ratchet. No, it's a sachet. And it smells like mint and whatever. You can put that in areas like under the sink to try and repel the mouse from that area. They don't like that smell. And it'll kind of force them towards the traps. The other thing, though, you need to do is you need to go on the outside of the home and see if...
I don't know where it is.
Okay, well, this is the thing to think about. Vicky, a mouse can come in a hole the size of a dime. And so you really have to pay attention to how close it is. And if you find an area where the mouse is coming in and out, like, oh, look at that. Lou was right. Look at how small this is. Don't seal it up right away. I want you to use some bait on the outside that you can buy at the hardware store. Put a little newspaper in that hole and see if tomorrow when you come back, if the newspaper's out of the hole. That way you determine that that's where he or she is coming out. Okay? And so then, once you see maybe some of the bait being eaten, right, then you can seal up the hole after that, and hopefully you've caught the mouse. So the combination of the trap on the inside, the bait on the outside, and the sachets on the inside will help you control this mouse problem. But sealing it up is the key. Thanks so much for the phone call. Quick break, and then we'll get to Don's news right after this.
1, 2, 3.
Say cheese.
Hibachi is one of those words you don't say all the time, and it just makes me happy, and it makes you smile. Like, say the word.
Hibachi.
Well, no, you didn't. You purposely didn't do that.
And give us a little smile.
Maple, say hibachi. But see, don't you end up smiling when you say it?
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
So it's just one of those words that you don't say a lot, and it makes you happy. When
hibachi.
You're
and House Smarts Radio.
Joe, when they do the remake of Winnie the Pooh, I think you should audition for Eeyore.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. Shake it like a Polaroid picture. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Hibachi does make you smile. Hey, we had such a nice time. We have open phone lines, by the way, if you'd like to call in, anything I can help you with. We had such a fun time. Lindsay and I did that cooking class on Thursday night. And full disclosure, we had no idea what to expect. Right?
Right.
We're driving out there, and, you know, here we are in the radio business and the communications world, and really nobody communicated with us what we were doing. We knew what we were, like, going to do, but didn't know the whole aspect of it. There was 50 listeners, right, who were just the nicest group of people, and this Iron Chef judge, Mario Rizzotti, who was the most charismatic, lovely man. We had the best time.
Hands down, one of my favorite. I've been with you for 10 plus years. One of my favorite events I've done with you.
This guy.
It was so fun.
Absolutely. I didn't need to be there at all because he could carry the room all by himself.
Which
he was so good.
It's funny to be with you when somebody is like out talking you.
Yeah. Oh, no. He was. And he, you know, he's got this great. He's an Italian. He's from Rome. And he has the, you know, the good Italian accent. And he was having fun with you up there and me as well. And we did this Iron Chef cook-off with all of these listeners that came out. It was so much fun. I know that a bunch of video was shot from the event as well. And so soon you'll be able to see some of it. It was really fun. I hope we get to do something like that. It was all sponsored by Design First Builders, and it was really a lot of fun. And I just couldn't say enough about how lovely this guy was, and what a great job, and all the listeners. And we really had a lot of fun. And it's always fun to be in a situation like that where you're talking with the listeners who listen to our radio station, you know, so often, and talk about all the different hosts we have. And it's just really a lot of fun. So thanks so much to Design First Builders and Mario and all the team, all the folks. Marlene Wells was out there directing traffic as she
Your
normally
mom.
Does. My mom. Go ahead, say this. What
this
did somebody say to you?
Such a thanks, sir. So one of the women that was at the event came up to us afterwards and said, I have to ask you privately, is that woman over there, is that Lou's mom? And she was talking about Marlene. And I'm like, no, why do you think that? And she's like, she's really bossing him around, and she's talking to him like she's his mother. Like, oh, well.
Marlene is the woman in charge, and we all bow to Marlene as we call her. We call her Elmer because she is the glue that keeps everybody together. Let's go to the phone lines, 312-981-7200 in Arlington Heights. Jeff is on the line. Jeff, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning. Good morning.
How can I help you, sir?
Well, I've got a toothbrush inside my toilet.
Stuck inside there?
Yeah, I think it's in the yes trap.
Oh, and you can't get it to save your life.
Yeah, I stuck my hand up there, and I can't feel anything with my hand.
Okay. But you don't know that it hasn't flushed all the way down.
No, all of a sudden it started flowing slowly yesterday morning.
Got it. Okay, if you go to the hardware store, there is a grappler that you can buy that is a stainless steel spring-loaded shaft with if you can imagine, if you were giving yourself a shot and you were holding a syringe, you know, where you'd put your fingers on there and you'd push with your thumb?
Yeah.
Okay. That's at the one end where your hand is going to go, and on the other end are four little tines that will come out when you push that with your button. It'll spread out, and you can try and grab the toothbrush, and it's going to be a little monkeying around to get in there to try and grab it, and you may feel it, and then it should grab on, and you should be able to pull it back out.
Okay.
All right, and you're going to buy this thing, and you're going to use it once in your lifetime, and then the next time somebody gets a toothbrush in their toilet, you're like, hey, I got just what you need. And then you'll run over there and help them as well. They don't cost, you know, it's $10. It's not a big amount of money.
Okay, so
the only other thing, Jeff, the only other thing you could do if you don't want to do that is you'd have to pull the toilet and turn it upside down.
And pull it out.
I don't think you want. Try this little grappling hook at the hardware store. You'll find it. It's probably about 10 inches long, which will be plenty.
Okay. Yeah, because I got a quote yesterday for $350 to do it with a plumber.
No. Try this thing out. You got it. Thanks for calling. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to, what? Really? All right, Susan, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break and be back right after this.
At 6:35, a conversation with a veterinarian who has done it all. And I do mean he's done it all. You won't believe what he's done with gorillas as one example.
Steve Dale's Pet World, tomorrow morning at 6:30 on WGN Radio.
Thank you for taking my call. I listen every Saturday.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I listen to it every Saturday morning.
Well, you're my how-to man. When I have a question, I call you. You're how-to.
Don't be scared. Pick up the phone. Give Lou a call. He's live taking your questions till 10 right here on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Susan, who's in Chicago. Hey, Susan, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a satin finished hardwood floors, which we had, you know, surface carpeting with a skid pad underneath it. And we had a dog that laid on it a lot, and she passed. So when we rolled up the rug, the marking from that skid pad is in the floor. And I was wondering if there's a product. I used Goof Off, but it took off the finish.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, okay, but how much of the finish did you take off?
Well, I just did it in a little area, so it's like
Size of a dime. And do you know, so you think it's probably an oil-based finish, right?
It's a satin finish, oil-based, yes.
Oil-based, okay. It specifically says this on the can, not to use on hardwood floors, but I want you to use it anyway, okay? Howard's Restore a Finish. I want you to go to the hardware store. Where are you in Chicago? Where are you, Susan?
We're in Galewood, North in Harlem.
Okay. So you got a Ace Hardware near you? North in Harlem? Yeah, right. Oh, sure. Yeah. You got an ace over there. Go get the neutral finish in the Howard's Restore Finish, quadruple zero steel wool. Okay. Pour a little bit of that in the container. And then I want you to just go over this area a little bit and work it in, and it'll take that up. But if you push too much, Susan, it will, it'll take all the finish off.
Okay.
We don't want to do that. Oh. So then you're going to work that, you're going to wipe it with a rag, and it's going to just, it's almost like you're doing a little, like you're going to get a facial, right? You don't want to leave that stuff on your face too long, because then you'll have a red face.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, so it's Howard Restore Finish, neutral,
neutral,
triple zero steel wool.
Quadruple, four.
Quadruple. Okay.
With the grain over that area, you go over it. It's a petroleum-based product, so I want you to wear some gloves, and I want you to make, you know, if you have a door or something, you can open up. But I mean, it's not, it doesn't smell that bad, and we're just talking about one little area, but, you know, you don't want to, try not to smoke when you're doing it.
Oh, it's a big area. It's like a 10 by 10 area.
Oh, really?
It's in certain areas. I think what happens when the dog was laying on it, her body heat.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's like.
Okay, well then try, do this as a test. This is, it's not expensive. It's 10 bucks for the bottle, and the steel will cost nothing. And then go over an area and see what happens. Then if you're successful, you're done. Wipe it up with a clean rag. You know, then use whatever cleaner you use, because there may be a little bit of an oily residue. So whatever neutral cleaner you normally clean the floor with, go back over that to clean it. If you're not successful, if like, wow, I really had to do this and pull it off, you may be successful with a foam brush after you get it all off. The Howard's Restore Finish will definitely get the residue off, but it's going to take some of the finish off. That's why you gotta play around with it so you get it just right. If you get too much of it off and you're like, oh, I can see some dull spots, then since it's an oil-based product, you can use some satin finish oil-based poly with the grain and a foam brush to kind of work it all in. And the nice thing about satin is you don't get a lot of flashing, and you may be able to blend it all in. If not, what shape is the rest of the floor in?
They're good.
They're real good?
Yeah, real good.
So if then this doesn't work, then we may have to have a flooring guy to come and screen it all and put a new finish on there.
Just refinish it. All right. Well, we'll try this, and hopefully I don't have to have it refinished.
You got it. Give it a shot.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Susan. I appreciate it. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Tim is in Des Plaines. Hey, Tim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's going on?
Not much. I got an 8x10 metal shed, typical one that you'd buy from Sears back in the day, you know, 25 years ago. And it's in the middle of my backyard, and over the years it's just tarnished, and it's just orange in color almost. It originally was white. How would I go about painting that?
Is it orange because it's rusty?
Yes.
Okay.
But not rusted through, though.
Right, but surface rust.
Correct.
Okay. So in a perfect world, you're going to go at it a little bit with like a palm sander or even an orbital sander to kind of knock some of that, the surface rust off, to get down to not bare metal, but in other words, even when the rust gets down there, like, so that when you put your hand across there, you don't get any residue on your fingers, right?
Okay.
Then we're going to do all that, and the larger areas where the rust is, you're going to spot prime that with a Rust-Oleum, like a primer, like a rust stop primer over the top of that. And then what color do we want to paint it?
White is fine with me.
All right, so then you're going to buy a gallon of Rust-Oleum metal paint, and you're going to brush that on. But the key is you got to do the rust stop primer first. And they make that in white, but there's kind of a reddish primer that I like better, so you can see exactly where you're priming everything. And then you may have to do a second coat over those areas with the white Rust-Oleum, but the Rust-Oleum covers really well, and I would just roll it on with a small roller and a brush, and you'll have really nice results. It'll look good.
Great. So it sounds like Rust-Oleum's the key to it then.
That is the key. They have been around for a long time, and they still make the best metal paint, in my opinion.
Excellent. I really appreciate your help.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and be back right. No? What? Oh, let's do the Noodaloo too, like I said. Are you going, you got kids going back to school? Are you, someone that likes to take your lunch with you, but you don't want to use plastic bags or paper bags all the time? You want something that's reusable. How about something that's super cool and also has a neat backstory? Take a listen.
His oldest regret, she's unable to lunch today.
Hey, just in case you haven't heard, Lou's new podcast, Lunch with Lou, is officially live. So grab your lunchbox and some headphones and maybe find a sunny spot in a park somewhere for your lunch break this week. Hey, but do you have a lunchbox? Does your child going off to school need a lunchbox? If so, we've got some super cool lunch totes and insulated cooler bags we found at this year's Home and Housewares show that we want to tell you about. And they ain't just for kids. So Young is a company founded by Catherine Choi, who named her company after her Korean first name. At the time, she was having trouble finding lunch totes that were playful but not childish and distinctive instead of dull. The result? A lunch and snack bag that's sophisticated with imagery that's bright and fun. So Young totes are made with EVA-coated linen exterior, a PVC-free removable interior, and contains no phthalates. And no lead. Whatever, it's safe. They're just really cool looking and simple, both for kids and adults. They've also got an adjustable strap, so you can wear them as a backpack or a messenger tote, or attach them to a stroller. So Young lunch carriers are worth showing off. For more information, we'll put the link up for you on Lou's Facebook and Instagram page. Also, you can check out our House Smarts Instagram page. I mean, we just want to make it easy for you.
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
That's this week's New to Lose 2.
It's a really cool lunchbox, right? And it's...
It's different. It's, you know, it's like raw, made of raw linen, so it's easy to wash, and it's eco-friendly, and it's got a cool backstory. The woman is a recovering... I think she had drug addiction about 20 years ago, and she wanted to make change, and she said, I can either
sing or
swim. All
about second chances. So go and support Second Chances, and it's really cool. We'll put it all up on Facebook. You can learn more, and we'll put it up at WJNRadio.com. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, taking your calls live till 10 on House Smarts Radio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I'm working on a building out of hand-hewn brimstone.
Welcome back.
Working on a building out of
House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. This hour of our show is sponsored by the Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace Company. Say that again. Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace. ComEd, powering lives. 312-981 7200 is our phone number. I'm texting the wrong person. Here we go. Sorry about that. I was texting John Williams as I'm sitting here in the studio. So let's talk to Lynn, who's in Burr Ridge. Lynn, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. So here is our dilemma. We are in need of replacing our kitchen flooring. So a little background on this. About 10 years ago, we put a real cheap vinyl over our old linoleum floor just to kind of give it a lift.
Facelift.
But now, facelift, right? So now we want, you know, decent flooring. So the question is, what is the best type of flooring to put possibly over that linoleum, or do we need to, remove that linoleum first? We have to have someone do this. We can't do it ourselves.
Okay.
So, and I know there's probably some glue under that cheap vinyl, so just tell me what you think, please.
This is just in the kitchen?
Just in the kitchen. Well, actually, we have a small hallway that we put the same vinyl down, but it had some weird, plywood type flooring underneath.
Right, but what are the other rooms? In other words, what am I transitioning to in the other rooms that the kitchen and or hallway are connected to? Like, am I going into a dining room or a living room?
There's a living room, yes, with hardwood flooring, which I also need to have refinished, but that's another story. So, yes, it's hardwood connected right to the kitchen.
But it might... but it might be part of the same story because really, look, if you're going to ask me my opinion on the best flooring to do, it's hardwood floor. And okay. to me, it first of all, it's the only renewable flooring that you can put down. It's really the only flooring that's going to make a listing sheet when someday you go to sell that house. And when you go to refinish that living room, when you said it's the other story, that floor is going to look brand new. So
okay. Here's
the thing. You're going to take up that old flooring in the rest of the kitchen, whatever. They can put the flooring around your cabinets if you're not going to do anything around that. I mean, it's absolutely doable. You'll probably spend anywhere from $6 to $9 a square foot to put in the hardwood flooring. All done.
Okay.
You'll spend close to that installing luxury vinyl flooring.
Okay, or laminate. That's basically the same thing, correct?
Well,
laminate.
They are similar products, but if you were going to choose between a laminate floor and a luxury vinyl, I would tell you to do the luxury vinyl. More durable. Most of them are 100% waterproof, and so it's really a much better choice in a kitchen application. And the other thing, too, they look a lot like real hardwood floor, but they're not. And so that's my point is that when you compare, you can go, Lynn, to, a big box store and find luxury vinyl tile for $2 a square foot. That's not going to be the best choice. So you're going to go to like a flooring company and you're going to pay maybe $4, maybe even $5 a square foot for a better product. Then at least another $5 to have someone come and install it. So now I'm at 10.
Okay.
7 years from now, 8 years from now, that vinyl floor is going to look a little worn out. Your only choice, let's say 10 years from now, your only choice 10 years from now when that floor wears out is to replace it. Your choice when the hardwood floor looks a little tired, it's got some scratches in there, they come and resand it for $3 a foot.
Okay, great. Okay, and even with dogs, that's okay because we have dogs.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We love the dogs. Right. What are the dogs' names?
We have Willie and Sonora.
Sonora.
And golden retriever. Sonora, yeah, she was a...
And there's no hair whatsoever in the house, right?
Very little. I've shaving Sonora down, and Willie Woo, believe it or not, he does not shed too much, but I am a very avid dog brush person.
Got it.
So, yeah, we do our best. The winter's a little hairy, but otherwise not bad.
Right. All right. Hardwood floor, Lynn.
Okay. I totally appreciate this because it's been just nagging at me forever, and I get opinions from everyone, and I said, I'm going straight to the man.
You got Well, there you go. I've given you direction. I hope it works out for you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You got it. You too. Louise in Mount Prospect. Louise, you're on House Smarts Radio on WGN. Good morning.
Hello, Lou. So nice to talk to you. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you?
Lou, my problem is I have a basement with window well windows, and the outside metal has rusted.
Okay.
And I want to know how to replace that or who to get to replace it.
Has it rusted all the way through?
Well, I had a handyman to start sanding on it, and he did go through it.
Okay. Okay, so here's the thing, is that if certain sections of it have not, you have a couple ways to go here, Louise. You could have someone come and patch some of the metal. This is in your basement, right? So it's not like you're looking out of this window for, the view, correct?
Correct.
All right. There's corrugated metal that you could have that same handy person come back and cut and screw into that metal that would take the same shape. Like they can buy that corrugated metal and match it all up and almost do like, remember when you used to patch your blue jeans on the knees and you put those patches on?
Yeah.
It'd be sort of like that. But then You'd patch the hole so it'd keep the dirt from coming, and the rest of the part that's all solid and sound, you would just have it. And if you wanted to leave it as the galvanized metal, you could, or you could come back and paint the whole thing with a metal paint on the outside, which would kind of keep it consistent.
And who can do this?
Well, that's saying, do you still have that handy person that you hire?
Yes.
Well, then they could do it. You just say, look, how about you go buy, they can go and buy this metal corrugated. Basically, they're going to go buy a piece of this window well from the companies that sell this window well product, and they're going to cut it using a grinder or a metal saw with a metal blade. And how many holes do we have in this thing that you have to patch?
There's about three or four holes in two of the windows. And the frame around the whole thing has rusted on the top and everything.
And that's been sanded. So that's rusted away that you there's no way to... If the entire window well needs to be replaced, then that's something you could call PermaSeal. Because they do.
It's not the window well. It's the metal framing around the window. And PermaSeal has been out here, and they do not
do that. All right. Well, then I am misunderstanding what you're telling me. It's not the window well. It's the metal frame of the window. Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. I apologize. I was going down a different path, thinking it was the well. Okay. So that metal frame around the window. To replace that, those are a little bit tricky, and because they need to be cut out, and then a new frame has to be put in place to then put in. Is this an egress window, like an aluminum window you can pull out in case you had to get out of the basement, or is it a traditional window in that frame?
It's just a traditional window, okay. But you can take it out.
Correct. This is a little bit more involved, and you need to probably contact a window company that can come out and look at this and possibly be able to help you. I don't know this for a fact, but this is where I'm going to send you. So as you may know, I work as a spokesperson for the Gilkey Window Company, and they make both fiberglass and aluminum windows, fiberglass and vinyl windows, and they may be able to help you to cut out that metal frame, put in a new metal frame, and then fit a new window in that opening. All of that is going to have to happen, because when that old metal frame comes out and the new one goes in, it's going to be a different size. And so the old window isn't going to fit. It's not going to fit. And so they have to come, cut out the old metal, put the new frame in. It goes in four pieces. They anchor it all, and then they fit the window in there. So it's 888 the number 3, GILKEY, and it's a little bit of a specialty project, but they might be able to help you, and that's where I would send you to go get this done. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 8:23 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Okay.
He might not be the sharpest tool in the shed, but he's my dad. Now back to Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio.
Well, it's all.
Girl Mallory, who's in Buenos Aires, Argentina, studying for her semester abroad, and I miss her terribly. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Pam, who's in Leland. Hey, Pam.
Good morning.
Morning.
I am calling to ask you what a good, reliable deck sealer would be for a very shaded area and the best way to apply it.
Okay. Tell me about the deck that you have. What's it made of? How old is it? All that good stuff.
It's wood, and it was put on last year, and they told me to wait a year till I sealed it.
Okay. I want you to clean the deck,
mm-hmm.
do a little light sanding, because I want to open up the fibers of the wood.
Okay.
And then, once it's dry, I want you to apply a product called Penafin, which is a semi-transparent deck stain that you're going to brush on. You're going to do a few boards at a time, and then you're going to come back with a rag and wipe it off almost like you're finishing a table, and it's a rosewood oil-based deck stain that is fantastic.
Okay.
Comes in different shades and colors, whatever you'd like.
Uh-huh.
And you have to find a dealer. They make a blue can and a red can. Since it's a shaded area, the red can has more of a UV blocker than the blue. You're fine with the blue.
Okay.
Blue can, Penofin, P-E-N-O-F-I-N. Follow those steps, and your deck's going to look fantastic.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
Thanks so much, Pam. Okay. I really appreciate you calling this morning.
Hey, you can't do everything. Sometimes you need a little help. That's where Lou comes in, and he's taking your calls right here on House Smarts Radio.
You're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home. Settle down, it'll all be clear.
Welcome back, Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. And before we get back to your phone call, I want to share a conversation that I had earlier, a couple weeks ago, with this young couple from Chicago, Scott and Kim Vargo. And they run this, this blog called Yellow Brick Home. And they have been documenting these different projects that they do at their home. They take some beautiful photography. They tell stories. And we got together. Friends of ours own this bar in Edgebrook called City's Edge, which is at 5310 West Devon Avenue in Edgebrook. It's a great neighborhood bar restaurant. They were kind enough to host us for this conversation. It's part of this new podcast that I've launched called Lunch with Lou. That's what we're calling it right now. The name may change. But the whole idea is to get down together in an atmosphere that's kind of fun and inviting and have a conversation about things that have to do with the home. And I want to have longer conversations, which is what the podcast is about, so we can really get in depth. But this is a little primer to what this young couple had to say, and it was just a really enjoyable time to get to know them. And this is what they had to say. Take a listen. Scott and Kim Vargo are the founders of Yellow Brick Home, and they join me today to tell us a little bit about their adventure. How long have you two been doing Yellow Brick Home?
Oh. we have been blogging on Yellow Brick Home for 10 years now this June. So this summer we actually celebrated 10 years.
Okay, 10 years ago, nobody knew what a blog was, or if they did, they were like, oh, you're one of those cool kids, right, doing the blog.
I don't think cool was the word they used. Like, why are they on their computers all weekend? More like it.
It's more confusion than anything, I think.
Yeah.
What was the reason, like, that you started this? Give me a little background as to what was it going on in your head? They're pointing at each other, going like, Scott, why don't you start?
Sure, yeah. The really short answer is that a close friend of ours came over to our house after we moved into our first condo here in Chicago and loved to play this game every time she visited of, let me spot what you guys did differently. And she started bothering us to start a blog to kind of document the changes that we made, things like that. So we kind of just started it as a fun hobby to kind of keep tabs on everything we were doing to make this tiny little condo our own.
All right, so then the two of you are just interested in kind of doing this work, and then it just evolves from that. Give me, Kim, a little bit of the background of where you're coming from and all this. Like, are either one of you home improvement people? Did you grow up in the construction trade? Anything like that?
Yeah, that's a good question. Scott, actually, he used to do a little bit of DIY with his dad. Like, they would build decks together.
Right.
I didn't do anything in the construction or DIY area per se, like when it came to interiors, but I did have a art degree background.
Okay.
But more of like painting and photography. So I was a creative person, and this was just another outlet, I guess, that I found that I started to really enjoy.
Okay, so 10 years ago, there's no Instagram.
Right. No. I mean, Facebook is around, but it's probably not as big as it was now. So you,
I don't think we were even on Facebook yet.
You weren't. So you're writing about what you're doing, you're taking pictures of it, and you're mm-hmm. loading it onto some blog site.
Yes, yeah. So we use WordPress, and that was what we use as our format, and we still use to this day. And we bought our domain.
Domain?
What did I say?
Domain?
Domain.
It was a combo. It was a hybrid. Domain name? That's what you were going for?
And we just sort of wanted to do it right from the beginning instead of doing like a free blog spot or something. So right. That was a choice that we made just because I'm a very particular person, and that ended up working out for us because we've been able to keep our name this whole time
right.
Without having to transfer to a different host or anything like that. So
when did you two decide, so you're writing about this condo, you really, you're right, Scott, you had a job, right?
We both did at that point.
This is just, you're doing this on the weekends.
Yeah,
like you're
nights
all,
and weekends. Right?
I remember those days, nonstop. And you're just writing about this, yeah. And then all of a sudden, people start reading or commenting, or when did you kind of like, wow, people are kind of interested in this?
I think that I found a lot of inspiration on home blogs, so that sort of gave me the momentum to keep going, and I would comment on those blogs, and every now and then maybe someone would click over to my name from a comment section on a more popular blog.
Mm-hmm.
And from there we started to get a little bit of readership, like not much, like our mom and dad and then like 10 other people. But then we started to get featured on places like Apartment Therapy, and Apartment Therapy would do little sneak peeks of a room that we've recently redone. And then we would also submit little mini makeovers to blogs that we loved, and then it just sort of snowballs from there, and then you get more people that sort of climb onto you that way.
So you two are working full time. Scott, I know you and I talked about this earlier. You've got this job that your first job out of college, right?
Yep.
That you had for like 15 years.
Almost at this point.
And
yep.
I'm going to fast forward now. You start to realize that, wow, we maybe could do this and make it kind of like a business where people, I would imagine, after you're writing and you're taking these nice pictures and people are making all these nice comments, you've grown an audience, right? And your Instagram now is really a big part of what you do, right, with the photos. Mm-hmm. And you have a degree, you know, a passion and training in photography.
I do. Yeah.
So that's something that you really love to do. You make that leap to say, we're going to make this what we do for a living. How scary was that?
which time when Kim so there were two leaps about 5 years ago. Kim left her full-time job.
It's been longer than that now.
Six, seven years probably.
Okay.
Kim left her full-time job, so we kind of talked with some friends that were in a similar position to us and kind of created what we call the spaghetti number, and we did the math, sat down, and realized that if we ate spaghetti and pasta sauce every single night, how
it
much
never
would it,
went out.
Wait, are you talking about my childhood? No, keep going.
Parts of mine as well. And never went out and never went to concerts and didn't do like anything else we were passionate about, how much would it cost us to exist?
Right.
So we dialed our budget down to the smallest possible number and realized we were at a tipping point where Kim could leave her full-time job as we started getting some of these brand partnerships and started making a little money from the blog. That sort of increased and snowballed a little bit, and then
a very, very small amount. I was taking a huge, huge pay cut to be leaving my job to do this, but based on the spaghetti number, we were like, we could do it, and then I would have more time to see where I could go, and then hopefully replace that salary within the first year.
Which we did.
Wow.
More than.
Right?
Yeah, which we did. But that was less scary than when Scott left his job, so.
Yeah.
So then she leaves.
Yep.
You're still working, and so, and at this point, you don't have any children, correct?
No, just two dogs and two cats.
So then, fast forward to about a year ago, last August, that's when it was really scary because our 401k, our health benefits, everything were tied to my corporate sales job that I had been in for almost 15 years at that point. So that's when we sat down and had some pretty long conversations with our accountant and our financial planner and just made sure that we weren't setting ourselves up to fail. And it's been about a year now, and we're now at a point where we have subsequently replaced my income as well. So we're kind of back to the point that we needed with a heck of a lot more flexibility than we ever had before.
So you're documenting all of this, and I mean, in a way, you're becoming like general contractors, but with this
our own homes.
right. But yeah. I mean, but with this whole almost like your own storytelling going along the way. Scott and Kim Vargo are the what would you call them? The proprietors of Yellow Brick Home. If people are looking to find you and the projects that you're doing, the photographs that you're taking, the partnerships that you're part of, where do they go to find that?
They would go to our blog, yellowbrickhome.com, and that's sort of like the base of where you'll find the meat and potatoes of everything that we do. And then they can also find us on social media at Yellow Brick Home on Facebook and Instagram.
They're a super nice couple, and they're doing these great projects that I think you'll really find interesting to follow. Yellowbrickhome.com is the place where you can find all that information. And if you want to hear more of our conversation and you're a podcaster, go to any place you get your podcasts and look for Lunch with Lou, and we have a longer conversation with them as well. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
And now back to my dad, Lou Manfredini, on House Smarts Radio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, that's my other girl. And she's in town from Los Angeles. You can probably see why I'm so happy. He's so happy. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Frida, who's in Des Plaines. Hi, Frida. You're on WGN.
Well, hello, Lou. I'm calling with a window issue.
Okay.
I have a bay window in my living room that's comprised of five panels, separate windows. One of them appears that has a broken seal, so it's foggy. Mm-hmm. And I have seen some advertisements that you can have it defogged. Or do correct. I need to replace it? What would be the best solution to my problem?
Well, I mean, the fact that you just have one of these panels that has failed, I think it's worth a shot to see what they can do with the fogging. I have no direct connection to any of these companies. There are several of them now. We talked with one of the original ones a while back on the show, and I know that people have done it and have had good success. I don't know what kind of warranty they're going to offer you, Frida. You know what I mean? But I think that, you know, I have seen that it's as low as $100 a window, but, you know, I don't know that. Mm-hmm. It would be worth it to try it. If you were going to replace it all, you'd spend a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you recall the name of this company that you had your first interaction with? Or?
Well, this is not an endorsement. This is not, mm-hmm. I cannot vouch for their work. We just talked to them about this new process. The company was called Apex, E-P-E-X. And, okay. And so you have to do your homework as to whether or not they do a good job and what the reviews are. And they come in and they, you know, basically drill a hole and they suck all the moisture out and then they seal it. The concept makes perfect sense, and they've figured out a way to do it. And I know that people have had this process by other contractors as well. And, mm-hmm. you know, as opposed to replacing all the windows where we're talking thousands of dollars, it might be worth a try.
Okay. And it's E-P-E-X?
A-P.
Apex. Okay, and if I were to search online, would I search under window defogging companies?
I would do that, correct.
Oh, okay, I'll give it a try. Thank you for your suggestion.
You got it, Frida. Good luck with the project. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Drake is in Franklin Park. Hi, Drake. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Two questions in regards to painting a wooden garage. In the past, I've done this garage three times, and I've always done it the hard way, you know, scraping and preparing the surface. I've seen other people use this power wash with the water and all that, and it seems to make a huge mess, and it's like 2 years after the paint job, they had paint all over their yard still. What is your opinion on that system versus the old harder way with the scrapers?
Well, I mean, you know, the pressure washer makes quicker work of it all, and the issue there is that, you know, it does get the siding, and we're talking about the siding of the garage, correct?
Yeah, and underneath, like, the eaves.
The soffit and the fascia and stuff, yeah. I mean, you know, it makes quick work of it all. The key with that is that once you do that kind of cleaning, Drake, you really got to let it dry before you do any more work. And a lot of times people will end up painting too quickly, and you're trapping all that moisture, and then the paint doesn't bond if you're going to go back and paint it. So I think it's sort of a combination of two things, right? It is the cleaning of it all. Then you do still go back with a little scraping and maybe sanding and then spot priming. And then from there, you can go ahead and do the painting to finish it off. But the key is, I would, you know, if you were going to pressure wash, I would do it like, you know, let's say you do it this weekend. Then I'd give it a week to dry and then come back, do the scraping, the prepping, and then the painting. That way you get the best adhesion, from whatever kind of paint you use. There's a lot of really good paint and primers in one. You know, a little shout out to my friends at Ace. They make a really good exterior, paint and primer in one called, Clark and Kensington, which I think you'd really be happy with the results. Thanks so much for the phone call. And Lindsay wants you to call her on the cell phone. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll be right back.
I have to tell you, I went to Menards.
Yeah.
And I got a hold of a guy in the paint section. And he said, oh, I listen to Lou Manfredini all the time. And don't get anything else because you won't be satisfied. Because Lou told you so.
Some nights I say, like the guy at Menards listens to the show. Thank you for listening to House Smarts Radio here on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by Ace Hardware and by PermaSeal Basement Systems. I want to remind you that coming up Sunday, September 8th, is the annual Misericordia Family Fest. I believe it's like the 39th annual Family Fest. It's a really fun event to bring your entire family out to. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for kids. Misericordia is located at 6300 North Ridge Avenue at Devon in Chicago. There's free parking available at S&C Electric with shuttle buses available throughout the day. There's cash raffle, children's games, chance games, in-crowd entertainers. There's a car raffle, quilt raffle, Hearts and Flower Bakery, the live and silent auction that I'll be participating with my friend Lynn Bramer from WXRT, who's always been so kind and generous with his time for Misericordia. Bingo and clowns and food and drink booths, the art department, and the Greco Garden Plants as well. All kinds of live entertainment. And the tickets are available for purchase online or at the door. You'll get a discount if you buy before August 16th. You can call them at 773-273-2768, 773-273-2768, or go to their website, misericordia.com. The 39th Annual Family Fest is ready to roll. So I'll be out there as well with my family. Hope to see you out there as well. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's get back to the phone lines now and talk to Gary, who's in Darien. Gary, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Well, I've got a squirrel in my garage. So he got in there last Friday. Unfortunately, my garage has got a number of boxes and is used for storage as well as the car. And he's hiding underneath boxes and behind shelving units, and every attempt I've made to get him out this week has failed.
So when you leave the garage door open, he or she doesn't leave?
No, I've scared him to within a foot of the garage door, and he turns around and runs right back into the garage.
All right, so I'm not a animal control person, but I wonder if it's a female and she has had babies.
You know, that has occurred to me, and a friend has mentioned the same thing. I Not sure, because when the squirrel returns, there's a couple of different spots in the garage where it's started to nest a little bit. And I hear it crying out and squeaking, but I don't hear any other little babies. I just hear the one.
Okay. I want you to go to the hardware store, and I want you to buy a spray called Bonide Repels All.
Repels All.
It smells to high heaven. And back in the corner where these boxes are, when you first spray it, it's going to repel you too, but it will repel this squirrel. And kind of work at the back of wherever the squirrel is hanging out, and spray that to drive it out. And then as you see the thing start to move away, then try to spray a little bit more on your way out. And I think you'll probably solve the problem. The other issue you could have is this is up to you, I'm not advocating this at all, but you could use glue traps on it like they use for other rodents.
Right. Well, I went to the local Ace and I bought a live trap.
Okay.
The brand is called Have a Heart.
Have a Heart, right.
And so far, he has outwitted the trap. The trap has got two doors that close, and he was in there once, but his tail was sticking out the door, so he was able to then back his way out because he never got completely in the trap because his tail was sticking out.
Yeah, you probably needed to buy a bigger one.
Right. Well, the bigger one said that it was for raccoons and so forth, and the smaller one said it was for the squirrels and mice, so I chose the one
you got
that was labeled.
You got a squirrel with a big tail. Try this Repels All. Continue to use the trap and pull the Have a Heart has like a little plate, right, that when they walk over it, it's like in the center, and when it walks over the plate, it closes the door, correct?
Exactly. The little dish that holds the peanut butter on it, the dish tilts, and then the door's closed.
Yeah, maybe try, I'm trying to remember specifically on that trap, is the dish kind of in the, like, two-thirds of the way in, right?
No, it's kind of right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle, and it's on a little tilt mechanism.
And there's room in front of it where you could put the food, correct?
Not really. No, tray is about 2 inches wide.
Got it. Yeah, you want to. The reason I'm asking that is if you can move the bait to as far in as you possibly can, that way to draw the thing in if it's a larger raccoon. But this Repels All, I think you'll be able to get it out of the garage, and then, you know, obviously if the thing is coming in when the garage door opens. But I would also, you know, it'd be hard to control that, but see if there's some other holes around the garage where they may or may not be coming in, and then really try and move some boxes around and make sure there's not a nest.
Right. Yeah, that's forced me to
do a little cleaning
and clean the garage. And yeah, there's definitely no holes. He just wandered in through the front.
Got it.
There's all kinds of wildlife around the house. I've been here 13 years. I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner.
Well, I'm really surprised, though, with all your efforts that the thing, you know, rodents are a huge creature of habit. And so once they get used to coming back to some spot, you got to make it uncomfortable for them. And this spray, I think, will do it. And once you redirect it to go somewhere else, you'll probably solve the problem for sure. Thanks, Gary, so much for the phone call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Georgia is in Downers Grove. Hi, Georgia. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. How are you? This is a voice from the past. I was with you in Spain.
Oh, how are you?
Good, good. And how are you doing?
I am doing great. How can I help you today?
That's good. Okay, I have a steel garage door, and I have repaired it in the past with Bondo, but I guess I didn't do a good job or something happened. I don't know what. However, I have a rust spot at the base. I had the gasket at the bottom, or I guess that's what you call it. I don't know.
Sure, the weather stripping.
The weather stripping at the bottom. I had that replaced quite a few years ago. And I think they use nails that are not anti-rust, because now I'm seeing spots all the way across, and the spot that I'm telling you about that's completely rusting out, I'm getting a hole down there, a bigger hole. The hole will be about, I would say an inch and a half, 2 inches in length, and in height, it's coming up about an inch. So I have to get that repaired, and I'm thinking, because I don't know, I'm not going to buy a new garage door or a little rust spot.
Right.
I mean, it's functional, it just doesn't look good.
Mm-hmm.
How do I do this?
Whether, if you're going to do it or you're going to have somebody repair it for you, we need to take that weather stripping.
I'm probably going to do it.
Okay, so in a perfect world, Georgia, you're going to take the weather stripping off. So you're going to open up, disconnect the door, you're going to disconnect the door from the opening, and you're going to raise it up so, you know, you're at a comfortable working height, and maybe, you know, if you have a bar stool or a small step ladder that you can support the door on so it's, you know, kind of at your eye level or chest level.
I can stop it at a certain level, yes.
Okay. So now we're going to take that weather stripping off. We're going to remove those screws that you think are not, you know, they're not stainless steel or they're not galvanized. And then we're going to expose that rust.
They're nails.
Is it a wood door?
Heads.
Is it a wood door or a metal door?
No, it is a steel door, but I don't know what goes on inside the door. Is there a wooden brace at the bottom of the door or not? I don't know.
I doubt it. It's funny that you would have nails. If it's a metal door, it should all be metal. But it's possible that there's a wood frame underneath there. But I would remove all that. Okay. So now we've exposed this hole that you're talking. You're going to expose this hole that you're talking about, and I want you to sand all that down so that we get as much of the rust away and any loose material off. Okay, and then when you go to the hardware store, I want you to buy a product called JB Weld metal patch. Okay, it's a two-part tube that you're going to buy, two different tubes. They make it in different applicators, but you're going to mix this together in a small tray, and just like you said, you did
with epoxy.
It's an epoxy, but it's a hard metal epoxy that will bond with the steel that you could actually, when it hardens, you could drill it if you wanted to. But you're going to use it very much similarly to what you did with the Bondo. If possible, though, Georgia, you're going to have to get something behind it, okay? And so that you have a backing, and you're going to use the epoxy on the face of it, and you're going to apply it with like a putty knife, or like a plastic putty knife makes the most sense, because then you're going to toss that. And you're going to build it up a little bit. When it hardens, you'll go back over that and sand it nice and smooth, and it's going to literally become part of the door, and it's going to fill that hole and give it some structural capabilities as well. And then you're going to prime it, paint it, put new weather stripping on, and make sure that you're using stainless steel screws or, you know, galvanized screws that'll be touching the, you know, the moisture that's down there when it rains or it snows.
That's the word I was looking for. Galvanized.
Mm. Galvanized.
Yeah. Okay. Galvanized.
JB Weld metal patch is what you want to use. That build it up. Once it hardens, you're going to sand it all down and get a nice smooth surface, prime it, paint it, and you're good to go. So nice to hear from you, Georgia. Thank you so much for the call. It's 9:22 in the morning. You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio right here on 720 WGN. We'll be right back. Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. In Sugar Grove is Peggy. Hey, Peggy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I have a problem in my bathroom. The pipe behind the toilet rattles. I was just wondering, do I have to open up the wall to get that to stop?
No.
How can I get it fixed easily?
Do you have do you live in a two-story home, single-story home?
In a single-story townhome.
In a townhome. Do you have a base? Do you have a basement?
No.
So one level.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have the ability to turn the water off in your unit?
The whole unit?
Yep.
Yes, it can be done, yes.
Okay. I want you to turn the water off to your entire unit.
Okay.
And then I want you to open up every faucet that you have in your home. And I want you to flush every toilet.
Mm-hmm.
When the water stops coming out of all that stuff, I want you to close it, close the valves, turn the water valve back on, take the aerators off of the vanity faucet and maybe even the kitchen, because you're going to loosen up a little sediment that's going to spit and sputter a little bit, and you want to clean that all out. And you're going to actually put air back in the what's called the shock chamber or the hammer chamber behind the wall by that toilet, and the banging should go away.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peggy. I appreciate you calling this morning. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Quick break, and we'll be right back.
The age-old saying, there are no stupid questions, couldn't be more true for this show. He's heard them all, a lot of them from his producer. What's her name again?
Okay.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini.
That wasn't a very nice rejoin.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm kind of insulting myself. I haven't heard that in a while, and I'm listening to it going, that was rude.
Well, you did it.
I know. I know.
I don't know what to tell you. I had nothing to do with that. I just pushed the button and it played. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. John is in Bolingbrook. Hey, John, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou, how you doing?
I'm good. How can I help you?
All right. I got my house. I got concrete steps, like a walkway. When you come down on the wood steps, you step on the walkway. And then the steps goes up to the walkway. It's concrete also. And it done broke a loose from the bottom of the walkway. So it's kind of settled down over years. And it got the track. And I want to know what the best material to use it, this kind of plug, kind of stop that up. The best way to stick to the concrete. The best material.
Okay, so you so in other words, you got a concrete step, like a chunk of it that broke off?
No, it's not broke off. It's like broken loose from the walkway. If you come down off the step, you got this platform you walk on.
Then like the sidewalk.
The step done broken loose from the platform. It's like got this big track.
You got a big
gap. At the
gap.
Bottom of the walkway, and I need to kind of plug that up some kind of way. What's the best material to stick to the concrete?
John, do you want to try, in other words, where the step is, like you're talking about like the landing or the front step porches, like if you could grab it and lift it back up and put it in place, could you do that?
It's so big, it's like a six by six slab.
Right, but my point is when you're looking at it, it's all in one shape, and if you were strong enough, if you were the Jolly Green Giant, you could grab it. Like, boy, if I could just pick it up and put it right back there, it'd look just fine. Would that, in your mind,
it wouldn't look just fine because you got this big track in the bottom of it.
I see. Okay. Well, so in other words, a couple things could happen. So my friends over at PermaSeal do this thing called PolyLevel, where they can come in and lift it all up and put it back in place and even bring that crack, the piece that broke off, back together again so it's not so big, and they can precisely put it back where you want. Or if you just want to try and patch it, how wide is that crack?
It's probably about 2 or 3 inches wide.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's... if you were, and how deep would you say it is?
Well, you can see the dirt from the bottom.
So two inches, maybe.
Yeah,
2 inches. I'd scrape out as much of the dirt as you could. I'd put a little bit of gravel, like crushed gravel, in that crack, so that you're only left with about a half an inch depth. Okay. And use like a screwdriver or something, kind of tamp the rocks down if you wanted to do it on your own. And then I would just use a concrete patch. I would use a concrete patch that you could fill in there. and maybe use some painter's tape on either side of the crack so that you don't spill the concrete patch over that. And use a putty knife or a trowel to fill that all in and get it nice and smooth. And then you could use a little brush to kind of match the grain, and that would fill it in. It's not a perfect fit, John, but it'll look a lot better than you have right now. Or you call my friends at PermaSeal, 800-421-SEAL, and get an estimate on their poly level system that could probably get it back to exactly where it needs to be, and it would look really, really nice. Thanks so much for the phone call. I want to get another call in before we have to take a break. In Sterling is Chris. Chris, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning, Lou. I have two questions.
Yes,
first,
sir.
We have a slow-moving tub drain because of hair. What can I use to get at it?
The drain opener that I've been using lately and had really good success with is a product called InstaFlow. And it is it's a Texas-based company. It's these chips that you're going to boil some water. So here's the first thing. Get the hot water running on the tub. So the water, and warm up the drain. So if you can get the hot water running and just let it slowly warm up the drain. Take a pot of boiling water. Pour these chips over the drain where the hair is, and then don't put your nose right over the top of this, but pour the boiling water, the hotter the better, over the top of these chips until they dissolve. And then let it sit there for 90 seconds to 2 minutes. And then turn the drain on to clear it out. And that initial application should work pretty well. You may have to do it one more time, and it should break apart the hair for you and get that thing flowing well for you.
And where can I get that? What stores?
Hardware store. Ace Hardware carries it. You can get it at Ace for sure. InstaFlow.
InstaFlow. All right. My other question is a less toxic weed grass killer.
I have been using this season a product by Bonide called Burnout. And it is a citrus-based weed killer that's really, really good. And they come in different size bottles. It is it's much less harmful than the traditional Roundup, which a lot of people are concerned about using. And you use a little bit more of it, you know, but it does work. And it does a nice job. There's another company that actually makes a drain opener, and they make a vinegar-based weed killer called Green Gobbler. And it comes in a gallon jug, and you can put that in a pump sprayer. And that's also an effective weed killer that you'd use a little bit more than you do with the chemicals, but it does a nice job.
Okay, good. And that's also Ace?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you calling this morning, 312-981-7200. Tony is in Glenview. Hey, Tony, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Lou. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I've got a tub enclosure. I'm sorry, a shower enclosure with a tray on the bottom. And it's a question that's been bugging me for years. The tray itself has got like a 2-inch hole for drainage on each end. And I assume that's okay, but my question specifically is where the tile rests on that lip of the tray, is that supposed to be caulked, that bottom course, or is it supposed to be uncaulked?
It's supposed to be caulked, not grouted.
Okay.
A lot of people make the mistake is they grout it, and the problem is the grout is, you know, it's rigid, it's concrete, and so when you stand in there, there's a little bit of motion, right? It moves a little bit, and so then it separates. And so what you always should have at that bottom where the tile meets the tray is scrape all that old stuff out, if it's grout, and then allow that to dry overnight. Put a fan on it. And then apply 100% silicone caulk, which will give you the most flexibility, and it'll give you the most durable bond between the tile and the base and keep the water out of there.
And you do want to keep the water out. I assume maybe there would be some drainage there. Did you want to drop down behind
there is a lip. So, you know, what you see that the tile sits on, there is a little bit of a curb on the back side of the tile, typically half inch tall or so. But the problem is water hits that and it splashes, and it gets absorbed and it'll work its way up through the, up through the backing of the tile or the adhesive, whatever's back there. And that's why you want to seal it. You just don't want to let water infiltrate there. But there is a little curb there to help keep the water out of there. But it's always a good idea to have that sealed with a caulk.
All right. Thank you for your answer. I needed that. Bye-bye.
Bye, Tony. Appreciate you calling this morning. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, that's me. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Kay, who's in Orland Park. Hey, Kay, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I'm calling because my daughter and son-in-law just bought a home, and they have radiant heat under their first floor, under the floors.
Okay.
And they were hoping to take up all the tile and carpeting, and they're getting mixed reviews from floor people and boiler people that they cannot have hard wood.
I mean, it's not... You can, but it isn't the best choice, because if you're going to do hardwood, there's a backing that typically has to go underneath that to kind of help keep the floor together. Part of the problem when you do hardwood floors over radiant heat, Kay, is that that heat will dry out the floor and it'll shrink. And so you'll get a lot of separation in the flooring itself during the heating process. So it isn't that you can't do it. It's not the best choice. So, you know, the radiant heat is wonderful, right? It's a great product, as far as it's a wonderful way to heat the home. But, you know, what they may want to consider doing is, like, even like a luxury vinyl tile, there are some that are specifically designed for going over radiant heat. So that is something that they have to talk to flooring suppliers about to make sure that the product that they're choosing is designed specifically to go over a radiant floor.
All right. Engineered hardwood would be another.
Engineered hardwood would be another one. Again, it has to be specifically rated to go over radiant heat. So that's it's not just the kind of thing that you're going to go and say, hey, this is what I want. And this is something that if they're going to do, Kay, they got to go to a flooring store, a good quality flooring store with somebody who has a lot of experience to give them the guidance on what they're going to do.
Could you recommend someone that they could go talk to?
Down on the south side? Where's the house?
Palos Heights.
In Palos. So Century Tile's been around a long time. There's super knowledgeable people there. Mm-hmm. This Floor and Decor is another company where there's some really good knowledgeable people there that mm-hmm. you could talk to about this. There is Lindsay, what's the name of that? I sent you a link to a brand new engineered vinyl floor. Kelly Board. There's a company out of California that makes an engineered vinyl floor, but the backing of it, I don't know that much about it, but what intrigued me about it, they talked about the fact that the backing uses some sort of crushed limestone. And the reason that struck me, and I don't know this, but what struck me about it is that with the fact that it has some integrated stone in there, it would be a really good conductor of the heat. There's another product that would be interesting to look at is there's an engineered linoleum floor. Now that may sound like the floor that your grandmother had, but this company is called Marmoleum, and it's by the Marmoleum Click is what it's called, and Forbo is the actual product, and And it would be an interesting choice too. The flooring that I'm talking about, Lindsay found, it's called calibamboo.com is the website. calibamboo.com. And check that flooring out as well and see if there's a dealer in the area to look at it.
Okay. And you would not recommend putting, they already have carpet on there.
Well, I mean, they can do carpeting. I mean, sure. I mean, you can absolutely do carpeting. It's just not, you know, I mean, it's what they want. It's what they want.
Right? Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
Thank
Kay.
You.
Appreciate you calling as well. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end.
Smoke 'em if you got 'em. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, Lindsay, for producing. Don Kleppen on news, Joe Brand doing the sports, Bob Ferguson for always doing a tremendous job keeping us on the air and keeping us on time. I so appreciate it. And I appreciate all of you listening every Saturday morning to House Smarts Radio. Let's talk to Seth, who's in who's our last caller in Dwight. Hey, Seth, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Big fan, first time caller. So
thank you. Thank you very much for listening.
So, I'm recently bought it'll be my second rehab house. This is a little bit nicer house, so I'm looking to, do a little more quality materials in it and stuff. The first bathroom, I'm starting in the master bathroom with the rehab, and I want to do a tile surround in the shower. So I'm looking to what your opinions are as far as behind the tile, like traditional cement board, or if there are any other products you could recommend, I guess.
Well, I mean, there's several, you know, versions of a water. You definitely want a waterproof sub material underneath there. You're not going to do anything like a steam shower or anything like that, are you?
No, it'll just be just your regular shower.
Okay.
In there,
you know, the two kind of that come to mind right now that I have no problem whether you do it or not. Is Durarock, which is been around forever, and it's a really good product. There's another product called Dense Shield, which is a little more drywall-esque, but it also is 100% waterproof product. Maybe a little bit easier to work with as far as cutting and whatnot. So, either one of those products would be good. I mean, the key element there is that the install's got to be tight. You want to use, years ago, if you listen to this radio show for any length of time, I used to promote these screws called Rock-On by ITW, and they are these coated screws that are really good for putting on backer boards. They're self-tapping. They have a nice wide head on them, and they're, whether you're using Durarock or Dense Shield, they're really good, two good choices to put that on there. So either the Dense Shield or the Durarock under your tile, and I think you'll have a really nice remodel. Thanks so much for the phone call. We're just bumping up against time. And look who's back from France.
Bonjour.
I have two of my nephews and one of my nieces both went. They attended the Lycée Français school. You know, the French school? And they're all like amazing French speakers. And my youngest nephew, Theo, who he's 12 now, and he's just an amazing kid. I would always say stuff like, how do you say that in Frenchie? You know, that's what uncles do, right? How do you say that in Frenchie? And then he would be like, I don't know. And I'm like, oh, you're going to the French school. And then I would always say to him, how do you say baguette? And then he would look at me and goes, it's baguette. I go, oh, very good.
Baguette, Uncle Lou. A lot of words are direct, are absolutely the same. Or if not, if you just say it with a French accent, they sort of understand.
You had a great time?
We really did, Lou. I'll speak briefly about it after the news, but it's weird to say what fun we had, what a great time we had, because two of the days were at Omaha and Utah beaches, right? So we went from Paris to Normandy on the Seine with the folks from Kelly Cruises, and it was a wonderful trip, but two of the days were, you know, gave you pause for the sacrifice that those young men paid on the beaches. And when you're standing on those sands, you really get a sense of how awful and awesome that was. So those were, I don't want to say hard days, but, you know, when you were posing for pictures there at Omaha Beach, you know how you do your vacation thing? You throw your arms around each other and you smile, and you really couldn't do that there. You wanted to sort of capture the moment, but you didn't want to grin too much.
I'm curious about the memory that's going to happen to that, you know, that spot. You know, you and I are of the generation that, you know, we grew up learning all about World War II. We had direct connection to people that were either in it or had something to do with it. And as this gets further and further away,
yeah,
you know, the connection with the younger generations is, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I know it'll always be a hallowed ground where all these sacrifices occurred, but I think it's really neat that you brought people there to see all that. It certainly is something special.
And we talked about that. There were some young people on our trip and some teenage-aged kids, too, that were on the trip. And I will say this, a lot of our listeners who were, say, 60 and 70 had family members who mm-hmm. were on that beach that day wow. or who had a very direct connection to it. So it was a really powerful trip. And the wine was good, too. It was a nice
Well, nice trip. To have you. Nice to have you back. Have a great show.
And there were a lot of Lou Manfredini fans, I will tell you. You don't go out with WGN nice. Radio listeners. You don't hear your name pop up. Thank you, Mr. Fix-It.
Nice. Take care.
That's my friend and yours, Lou Manfredini.